This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and we're live at Larson's Barn in McGregor. It's a seasonal time. It's hunting season. It's holiday season. And all of these things, all of these holidays seem to come together. Thanksgiving is first, then Hanukkah, and then, of course, Christmas and New Year's. And they all come together for people to celebrate what matters most. Of course, families can't agree on what that thing that matters most might be. That's kind of the problem. Some say food, you know, some would say kids. And there's an uncle talking about Bernie Sanders, another guy talking about Jeb Bush. You know, it's hard to get people to agree. Priorities in life range from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the procurement of a 24-pack of Mick Golden Light. People can't agree. And the liquor store closes in town, people are worried about it. And families all over the land will argue these points and leave with minds relatively unchanged by the squabbling. Nevertheless, they will be together for those holidays. They'll be together, and that's what matters most, especially according to family members with the least amount of time left to live. They seem to care about this the absolute most, and there's a wise lesson there, I think. That is easy to ignore if you're young enough to still think your time matters more than that of other people's time. Every member of a family is like one end of a magnet. Some of us are drawn toward home. Others of us, of course, are repelled. And yet there's not much that one can do about that except eat mashed potatoes and be ourselves, because what else could we be? Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday because of its simplicity. Halloween and Christmas prevent it from being exploited by marketing professionals. It's about giving thanks for what we have and then eating most of it. For some, Thanksgiving guarantees a long weekend. For others, it guarantees good reheats in the lunchbox at work. And thank you, Grandma. Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you, gravy in a Gladware container. Holidays are the truth. If you've gained 20 pounds, spent time in a treatment facility, broken up with your boyfriend, or if your cute kid grew up to be weird, it's all going to come out in November or December. In fact, there's a good chance all of that is going to happen in November or December. And why wouldn't it? The holidays are a time for joy and peace, which we observe by huffing pure stress from a coffee can bong, packing our schedules with shopping, parties, and decorating, screaming at store clerks and threatening divorce over the use of a crystal salad bowl to eat leftover green bean casserole with a ladle because no one has done the dishes since Tuesday. And yet we do it again, time and again. Everyone I know who likes the holidays seems to have one thing in common. They've got something to do and something to give. Never mind the rest, never mind the noise, the hurt, or the loss. Do something. Give something. Slide down an icy hill with a kid. Give that kid a present. Surprise someone. Bake cookies. Eat them. Then bake more cookies and give those ones away. And if you are alone, if you are utterly alone with no one to talk to and nowhere to go, if the night is dark and the air too cold to breathe, put on a coat. Put on a scarf. Go find one more person just like you. You don't know it, but they're out there. Give them your time. Give them a song, a joke, or a meal. Quickly home becomes wherever you are and wherever you always will be. You will always have a family, and everything you want will be something you already have. Have a happy holiday season from the Great Northern Radio Show.